Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Another person has lost their life from the Astroworld concert stampede.
A Texas A&M University student is the ninth person to die after last weekend's Astroworld Festival. The featured headliner was Travis Scott. 17-year-old Gabriella Simeone told how she was pinned to the ground with people piling on top during Scott's performance.
I started screaming, crying, like I can't feel my leg, I think my leg is broken.
Police calls began pouring in, describing the chaos.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out. At the front stage.
The latest victim, Bardi Shahani, succumbed to her injuries. Her father had a message to those investigating what happened at the concert.
Please make sure that she gets the justice, and I don't want somebody else's daughter to go like this.
A criminal investigation is underway, and several lawsuits have been filed against Travis Scott, who organized the concert. Scott claims he didn't know the severity of the situation and is pledging to cover funeral costs. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The most explosive political topic in the 2016 presidential election was Russiagate. The now-proven lie claimed President Trump had secret ties to the Kremlin. The false narrative was used for years against 45, to the point where California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff had the Steele dossier entered into congressional record. Now the John Durham investigation, with the indictment of former Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman and the indictment of Igor Deshenko, suggests the Clinton campaign was paying for misleading political narratives. Congressman Devin Nunes, the Republican from California on Newsmax.
This was their narrative. They paid for it. This wasn't just some Brookings institution, Russian national. This guy was getting information from a Clinton operative. And so that was one of the missing links that we had. We knew it was completely made up. We knew the FBI was in on it. We knew the Clinton campaign was in on it. We had built a circumstantial case for that. What Durham has now done is he's been able to bring in email, phone calls, communications, payments, and it's put all this together. So I doubt that the Democrats in this country are ever going to take responsibility for this hoax that they've hoisted on the American people for years. But also, Durham continues to have a huge responsibility on his shoulders, because if he doesn't get to the bottom of this, every day that goes by, the American people are losing trust in our own Department of Justice and the FBI. It's unhealthy for a democratic republic, and quite frankly, it leads to instability.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Live.
Hey, it's How We Roll, and we thank you that you're rolling with us because this is what it requires. This is what We the People is all about. It's not about a party. It's about the American idea. It's the fact that we're on Team USA. We're all wearing the same colors, red, white, and blue. We're on standby right now. We're expecting a call from overseas from retired U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Sellin, who is just joining us now. A little bit of his background. He is retired. He's retired from also an international career in business and medical research with 29 years of service in the U.S. Army Reserve and a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. You need to know that he spent a significant amount of his Army career assigned to Fort Detrick, the Army base in Maryland that hosts major elements of U.S. biodefense programs. Colonel Sellin, it will be talking about COVID-19 and the Chinese People's Liberation Army's biowarfare programs. Colonel Sellin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Well, Colonel, to this day, we're told, you know, everyday people can't ask any questions. We're just supposed to fall in line, forget about how a COVID originated. The government is saying, we've got that. Dr. Fauci is saying, we've got that handled. But yet at every turn, the misinformation keeps mounting. The outright deception and lies are just racking the brains and bruising the brains of everyday citizens that are just saying, just give it to me straight here. Hopefully, with you coming on, you can tell us what's going on and also get back to the root of all this, because that's the other prevailing question that people are asking is, and look at, did this in fact come from Wuhan? Did the Chinese actually perpetrate this? Because we've had, we've had scientists from China who were involved in this research who have left China at the risk of their own life and all kinds of problems for their family left in China, to come here and tell America and to tell the world what really happened. But that's being tamped down. Whether it's social media or our own government, doesn't seem to want us to know the whole truth and nothing but.
Well, since the beginning of the pandemic, Bill, in January 2020, I've been looking into three areas: the laboratory origin of COVID-19 and the structure of China's biowarfare program, and actually the massive infiltration of Chinese scientists, many of which are from the People's Liberation Army, into U.S. research laboratories. Now, I can tell your audience for sure, based on, over 1,000 scientific articles, that I've read, and having worked at the Infectious Disease Center at Fort Detrick, that COVID-19 was made in a laboratory. There are a number of smoking guns, but there is one in particular called the furin cleavage site, which is a small structure within the virus. Now, this structure does not exist in any of over 1,000 close bat coronavirus relatives. So this particular structure could not have evolved in nature and had to be inserted in a laboratory in China.
So clearly this was manufactured.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now that we know that it's manufactured, what conclusions do we draw from this?
Well, the first conclusion you can draw from this is that there's actually part of China's biowarfare program. It's a very extensive program, and it exists actually at three levels. The first level is a secret military level, and that is comprised of military research centers and military hospitals. Now, layered on top of that are the Chinese universities, their so-called civilian research centers like the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and even Chinese companies. Now, it is this, people should know that there's no difference between military and civilian research in China. But this middle layer of the universities and the private and the civilian research centers is actually the way the People's Liberation Army tap into international expertise. And for over 30 years, they've been sending Chinese scientists to the United States, essentially to steal knowledge, skills, and technology and bring them back to China. And this is has been going on for 30 years and is still going on. So they're not only stealing knowledge, skills, and technology, they're actually using U.S. funding, in particular from Anthony Fauci at the NIH, to help fund their biowarfare program.
Mm-hmm. Now, what speaking of Dr. Fauci, since you brought him up, of course, we've seen him, report to Congress what seems to be, you know, just flat out lies about gain of function. I mean, it seems to be kind of an inartful dodge around wording and what gain of function represents. But he's been, recorded on several occasions as referring to gain of function. And when he does that, he does it in a way that clearly you come away with the impression that he's a promoter of gain of function. Is that a fair conclusion?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely is a promoter of gain of function, has actually said so in publicly in speeches, 10 years ago, for example, and
right.
Continued to be a supporter of it. Now, gain of function is responsible for the COVID-19 virus, but it has not stopped. There's actually the gain of function experimentation funded by Anthony Fauci is continuing. I can give you an example of a Chinese scientist trained in China, come to the United States as a professor at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, is published a paper last year of gain of function on Zika virus with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And if you look at the acknowledgement sections, he thanks a member of the People's Liberation Army for helping designing and executing those experiments. So not only is gain of function continuing, we're continuing to fund experiments that help China, in particular China's biowarfare program.
Why would Dr. Fauci partner with the Chinese? Outside of the fact that as a scientist, I mean, he wants, maybe he can't get away with gain of function research in the United States. Although up until not that long ago, they were doing, and some have said they're still doing gain of function research in this country. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know the answer to that in this country, but there's certainly a scientist in this country, the one I just mentioned, who is a scientist trained in China, who is working with Chinese laboratories who are doing gain of function as we speak. So in a sense, if it's not physically done in the United States, and this is the same about the COVID-19 controversy, is the gain of function was not done in the United States, but the U.S. funding was used to to pay for gain-of-function studies inside China, and that is still going on.
What's the difference between gain-of-function and biological warfare that was outlawed after World War II?
Well, gain-of-function is just simply taking a natural virus, for example, and manipulating it genetically.
I'll tell you what, Colonel, we're going to be going to break here, and this seems like I want to give you some more time and make sure it's easy for the audience to understand how you're going to break this down for us. So we've got more from Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence Sellin on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Sellin, who's now retired and also is a PhD, retired from an international career in business and medical research with 29 years of service in the U.S. Army Reserve and a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, spent a significant amount of his Army career assigned to Fort Detrick, the Army base in Maryland that hosts major elements of the U.S. biodefense program. And we're talking about COVID and all its implications, and what's behind it all? What was the intent of the communist Chinese? Was this an accident, or was it purposeful? Are we to believe what some Chinese scientists have said, that this was, in fact, purposeful, that it wasn't an accident? And, Colonel, I don't necessarily want you to answer that question, maybe down the road if you feel comfortable in answering that. This was, a Chinese virologist who was there at Wuhan that made that statement. But what you were explaining to the audience before we went to break was, the process of gain of function. So I want you to pick it up from there.
Yeah, gain of function are simply laboratory techniques that you use, for example, to make a harmless virus and enhance it in terms of infectivity or transmissibility. The idea behind it was to predict a virus in nature jumping from animals to humans, and therefore if you can predict it, you can create vaccines and so on and so forth. But what they ended up doing was creating a new virus itself. And as I said, this China has a huge biological warfare program that covers not only military laboratories but also civilian laboratories. Mm-hmm. And there is evidence on both sides that this particular virus, COVID-19, was either an accident or it was deliberately released. I was told by a Chinese doctor who was on the ground in Wuhan at the beginning of the outbreak of COVID-19. And according to him, a sample of COVID-19 was available in February of 2019 and was sent by the Chinese military to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to a particular scientist and his team to, test the transmissibility of COVID-19 on non-human primates, being monkeys. Mm-hmm. But also, this particular scientist was involved with the People's Liberation Army in a test release in Wuhan. So there are pieces of evidence on both sides of that story.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you say that a test release, was that a test release on human beings, or was this on animals?
No, according to this source, it was released in the community.
Oh, wow.
And basically what happened is that they underestimated the transmissibility and it got out of control. So this was the argument made by this particular source.
So then if you follow that process, then the Chinese, either they just say, okay, let's just go online. If there are nefarious, people there that see it as an opportunity and a grand experiment, so let's go ahead and let's put it online and spread it out all over the place, is a possibility. Or, the other deal is that we've got to try to cover this because, if this thing gets out, this could do a lot of damage and we could be held liable by the international community.
Well, certainly China took advantage of it by shutting down its own domestic air travel and allowing international air travel, allowing it to spread. In fact, there's Chinese military articles that describe the kind of spread of a respiratory disease like COVID-19 via air travel. So they published that before the outbreak. Mm-hmm. And also now they're gleaning information from how we're responding to COVID-19, in particular how it spreads epidemiologically and our overall response in terms of vaccines and therapeutics. So they're actually collecting new data that they can apply to potentially new outbreaks if they intentionally want to do that.
Yeah, if that's such the case, where is the international community on this? Are they just so up to their elbows and earlobes, fighting the disease that they don't even want to deal with holding China accountable for this?
No, I think it's probably more nefarious than that. If you look at the investments in China, in particular in the biotechnology area, it's significant. You know, you have capital companies like Morgan Stanley and Sequoia Capital who are, today investing in Chinese biotechnology. So I think, if you decide to challenge China for responsibility on COVID-19, there are a lot of rich and powerful people that are going to potentially lose a lot of money. And you saw that just recently that the U.S. intelligence agencies came out with a report saying they couldn't decide whether COVID-19 came from nature or a laboratory. Now, to me, the U.S. intelligence agencies are now politically compromised, and they were essentially told to do that because there's overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 was made in a laboratory.
Right. That conclusion is so flawed, and it's obvious that they sold themselves out with that statement, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was crystal clear to me when I read that statement, in particular because they didn't provide any information or evidence that that decision was based upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the rest of us around the world who are dealing with this. Now, the body count here in America is over 760,000. And even with that number, Colonel, the CDC several months ago had said that really the people that actually died of COVID is really less than 5%, which is probably half the body count of a regular flu season in America. But, of course, they're using that 760,000 number to keep us fearful and so that we will relent our liberties.
Well, that's true, Bill. Mm-hmm. The information that the government is giving us, the CDC, the NIH, and others, is skewed information. It's only part of the story. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that even the scientific literature nowadays is contaminated politically. So whenever I read an article, I have to be very careful to see, who is written it, for example, and do they have a political agenda. So, it's very difficult nowadays to make, medical decisions personally because the information we're getting from the government is tainted.
Exactly. And what about these vaccine mandates? I mean, will they call it a vaccine, but in all honesty, as an expert in this field, you really can't call it a vaccine, can you, by true definition?
Well, it's certainly not an approved vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine. And the problem, Bill, is that it's very risky to mass vaccinate a population during a pandemic. What you're doing, viruses naturally mutate. And if you're introducing a vaccine to an entire population, for example, the virus will tend to mutate away from the effectiveness of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing such things like that. Now, you see many vaccinated people getting COVID-19. You see variants like Delta, for example. The vaccine is less effective on the Delta variant. And I just read a paper recently that came out about a month or so ago, and there's a new variant called A30. And A30 can completely evade, according to this study, completely evade the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And what about our natural immunity, which they've refused to, take into consideration, it appears?
It's orders of magnitude better than the vaccine, no question about it. It lasts longer, and it's much more powerful against reinfection than any of the vaccines.
Well, I was just looking at a video from Dr. Ryan Cole, and it was a jaw-dropping moment when he said of the 16,000 time, there were 16,000 people that had died of the vaccine, and they've only conducted one autopsy, which is astounding to him. He says in the medical community, autopsies tell you everything. It's quite suspicious that they're keeping that information and continuing to dumb us down, but we're not surprised. That's been the order of the day since day one, isn't it, Colonel?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not hearing anything about the adverse effects of these vaccines. And
gotta leave it there.
Your way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6th. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30th. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. William Montague is going to be joining us in just a moment, a candidate for U.S. Congress, the entrepreneur, spiritual leader, founder, and president of House of Timothy, Inc. It's a Florida nonprofit organization for young men between the ages of 18 and 25. We're going to be talking about his candidacy for U.S. Congress and the documentary, Systematic Deception. Dr. Montague, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you're running for Congress. Why? Hello, did we lose you? Okay. Well, we asked the question all of a sudden. It's like, hey, good question to ask, and here's the time to give your answer when you're a candidate for U.S. Congress. You want to be able to let people know why you're running for office here, and so anyway, it's. Hey, it's live radio. This is what happens. I think we're reconnecting with him. We had a little blip here. Dr. Montague, are you back with us? Not yet. Okay. Hang in there for just a few seconds. We'll have him here in just a moment. Again, just kind of as a rewind here with Colonel Sellin, grateful for him to, come on the show and, tell us about, this is a guy that knows, with his background, extensive background in bio research and everything. knows exactly what, and just as he says, even with his background, he has to be careful on the things that he's looking at relevant to COVID, because everything has been so corrupt and politicized. And I believe this is what the American people instinctively understand. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to realize that so much of this is being politically driven. And what's happening here in the process? I mean, all you have to consider is this adding or taking away from our constitutional rights? And everything about COVID takes away. It's not adding. You know, I don't think we're all the smarter a year and a half later about COVID. And the answer by government is, hey, let's mask and inject everybody. That's their simple answer. Like as if there's some indication. I'm sorry, I'm just not as confident. I don't feel as confident as they do that masking and injections are the way to go. And as you know, Dr. Cole, as I mentioned in that one video, he says that of the 16,000, now there's 17,000 people that have died as a result of the vaccine. And you would think, as he said, in the medical profession, the thing that they consistently do is you conduct an autopsy. You can find out what's going on. You know, why is this happening? And they've only conducted one autopsy, at the time when he did this presentation, when there was only 16,000 deaths. So that's it's all very suspicious and uneasing, the way it is. So Dr. Montague is back with us. Dr. Montague, let me ask that question again. You're running as a candidate for U.S. Congress in Florida. And the question was, why are you running for Congress?
I'm running for Congress because, well, we can look right now at the current condition of our country, and we just need individuals that have a backbone, that has the spine enough to really stand up against the age-old rhetoric that has been up there in D.C. We need someone that's really going to start representing the people. And I'm just an everyday person that saw the needs that is out there in our community and saw the constituents asking for someone to represent them other than the radical left individual that we have currently. And mm-hmm. So I stepped up to the plate to really just be the voice for the community.
Yeah, we need people of faith to come forward. I mean, here we are. We're on, a couple weeks away from celebrating Thanksgiving. And immediately for me, I go back to, our forefathers, the pilgrims who came here to America and celebrated that first Thanksgiving. And these were people that sought the wisdom of God. I mean, first of all, for something like 12 years, even before they journeyed on those ships to come here to America, they were, studying and connecting with God and praying and asking for wisdom as to what they could do, because they saw what was happening in their home country where religious persecution was taking place. They were concerned about their kids and that. And so they asked God, can you do this? Can you give us someplace? Obviously, it's not going to happen here in our homeland, but is there a place we can go to where we can freely worship you? And, of course, this ignited and is the foundation of this great American experiment that Americans are still benefiting from. But yet what's happened in this postmodern world that we live in, they've decided to turn their back on God. And I got to imagine our forefathers are going, oh, no, don't let that be so. Because we know that if you take it upon yourself and turn your back on God, then you're going to get the consequence of that. And we're starting already to feel that, Dr. Montague. And, you would think that the people, and I think there is a slow awakening of it, but I'm encouraged that you and other men and women of faith are stepping forward to say, look, we need to reengage and get involved with our government and get this government back on track. And if we're going to do so at the very foundation, I firmly believe in my heart of hearts that it's going to be as a result of a spiritual renewal.
Absolutely. We need a spiritual renewal. We need a revival here in America. I got involved. I was born and raised up in ministry and church. I started my first church when I was 16 years old. And during that process, I recognized then that there is a need to really have God at the foundation of everything. And here I am now, 33 years old. And in that time frame, I've been to Bible college. I've been to other countries on missions trips. And I'm seeing just how really blessed we are to be in the United States and to see right now where we do have a lot of godless representatives that refuse to acknowledge that we need him to direct our paths. We need him to be the one that gives us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to handle the situations that we can. And quite frankly, we're not seeing that right now. That's why I believe everything is increasing with issues and, inflation and everything around. To me, it becomes from a place where people do not want to acknowledge that there is someone higher than them that they have to answer to. And that goes back to where you see what happened with the LBJ Great Society,
right,
where he was basically wanting to make the government basically the god of those communities. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing now, where the government is trying to become god of everything.
Yeah. And let's look back on that god, okay, LBJ's god that he presented to the people. And since then, we've spent, I don't know, $25, $30 trillion on this supposed war on poverty. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I know that there is poverty. It's real. But this war on poverty, the way it was described and why the American people had to spend $30 trillion is a whole other discussion. And that's what galls me. But look at the results. You know, we haven't moved the needle. You know, and I was talking with another black leader, and I said, okay, what's going on here? You know, Bob Woodson. I said, Bob, what happened here? I mean, all this money, where did the money go? He goes, Bill, you got to understand, it was 70% of that money. And we're talking, you know, like I said, around $30 trillion rounded up, $30 trillion worth of investment of the people's money. He said, 70% of it has gone to bureaucrats that run the operation. You know, so that's quite shocking. But the people who are poor and that depend on, you know, these crumbs, which for the taxpayer it isn't crumbs, but by the time it gets to them, it's crumbs. I mean, it's almost like a third world operation, isn't it? You know, the way this is done is that we give hard money, hard-earned tax money to answer a problem, and you get these bureaucrats to take it off the top, and the people that deserve it get bupkis, or maybe just a little bit of bupkis.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that here, right here in the district that I'm running, District 10, which encompasses Orlando and the county is Orange County. Currently, we're seeing right now in one of the areas, which is a predominantly black community, is 52% below the poverty level.
Wow.
And we see the continuation of promises and promises that it is a Democrat-ran area. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing where that whole LBJ society is in operation. And here we also have an increase, 3,500-plus homeless individuals, where we could be creating job opportunities to get
exactly.
them to be able to work either for themselves or someone else to, you know, get back up on their feet. But instead, they're wanting to build more facilities to house some of the individuals that need mental health assistance, and they need to be medically taken care of. We have a lot of veterans that are out there, so the issues that really should be taken care of are not, and instead it's more dollars under, you know, the guise
exactly.
of whether it's the streets and infrastructure.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Share owners, this is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child
with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lane here for all the former Marines, being since our birthday was this week, and of course Veterans Day yesterday. We're talking with Dr. Willie Montague, who is running for Florida's 10th District Congressional office that he aspires to and has a passion, like the rest of us, to get this country back on track. But we also have to take a look at the current conditions. And this is clearly put out in this documentary, Systematic Deception, put together by our good friends, the Sorbos. And we're thankful for Sam and Kevin for, you know, putting this documentary together. But Willie, as you would agree, I mean, the Bible is clear, is that we would live in an era of deception. And this is what's going on right now. I mean, and part of winning any war is that you have to have a proper assessment of the battle and who the enemy is, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that that's why I love Systematic Deception. It pinpoints exactly who the enemy is, what we're facing, and really how we can handle it. The one thing I love about it is that it really shares from the perspective of the heart. It's not something scripted. It's not something that, you know, we were told what to say. It was just simply really us speaking from our hearts and how we have perceived what has taken place around us, and really the actual in-depth look. And it's great, but we have an enemy at hand, and there is so much deception that is in the United States right now, and this is why we're having the battle when it seems like we're wrestling against each other. But the Bible clearly states we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Exactly.
And so it's not each other, but there is something that is there that the enemy, a lot of times the enemy within, that is causing us to be in great divide. And that's what we discuss in systematic deception, is how do we look at this and where have you been deceived? Those that are listening, right, that may not be yet awake, the true wokeness.
Exactly.
and really walk in the truth that God presented. So I think it's great. And everybody that was interviewed are all, you know, believers, and stood in that lane and continued to stand on the truth. And afterwards, there was people that I invited, that I mentored through our program, that were saying that it opened their eyes, because they never have heard it that way. It actually allowed them to see differently than what they were taught in their homes.
Well, and the thing is, it's counterculture, because the culture wants us to be at each other's throat. But if we follow God's admonition and his design, as you clearly stated, that we're not fighting one another. This is a spiritual battle that is fought in a different plane. And so when that happens, you've got to know what spiritual tools to use against these spiritual forces. If you want to use earthly tools and go after your confused brother and beat him into submission, that's not the way God designed it. It's not the remedy that God has put out before us, because, and you can always tell, Dr. Montague, when we follow God's system and follow his formula, somehow peace enters in. Peace enters in some of the most incredible ways, and you go, God, just a moment ago, I just wanted to kill this guy. I mean, if I could say that, I mean, it sounds very crude, but I mean, you know, you're just so angry, right? And then, and then you do it God's way, and suddenly peace enters in, and you're out there having a drink together and talking normally and rationally. This is what happens when we follow God's formula, and it's there for the pickings if we would just do what God says.
Yes. Absolutely, and I like what you just said, that, you know, it, the heart of man can definitely be cultivated when we're in God, and that's where it goes back. I've had gotten so much flack throughout my time of running from a lot of people who sometimes don't like my approach of unity, not unifying with things that we know is against our morals and against our constitutional values, but looking at the point that somewhere in the midst of all of this, somebody is looking for change, and they just don't know how to articulate it. So it comes out as a war. And I found that we have won more people over into our conservative movement by, and that's scripture, you know, by a kind word of understanding.
Yes.
And when we understand, so wait a minute, okay, I get what you're saying, so look at it like this. It's like, oh, okay, well, we do agree. So I do agree with that, that I think that if we do that, because we've been at war, and I'm not saying that we're definitely going to see more wars to come, literal wars, and then word wars, and, you know, the keyboard warriors from social media, but some that are really just out there seeking knowledge, they just don't know any better.
Exactly.
Because of that, they're lost, and I believe it's up to us to help bring them to revelation.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of revelation, I mean, this is where we are heading. Whether you believe it or not, and whether you believe in God or not, we're heading to the final chapter of Revelation. And it's beholden to us, men of faith, women of faith, to carry that message to an unbelieving world. This is what God's called us to do. Otherwise, their blood's going to be on our hands, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have, as you mentioned, we have the obligation to speak the truth. And as you said, we can't help if people believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people that it's not what we say or do as much as, you know, how we respond to things. And that's my biggest thing, is that I have to be a truth teller. No matter if there is something you disagree or not, the truth has to always remain, because it's the truth that is going to save. It's the truth that's going to deliver. It's the truth that we're standing on. And so many people don't like it. That's really where I believe that the root of bitterness and anger comes from, because deep down in someone's being, they know it's the truth. When I'm on social media and say the things I say, and I get so much, you know, crap back from individuals, and seeing, I'm like, you know, deep down inside, you took the initiative to read what I said. You took the initiative to even respond to what I said. And that lets me know something in there triggered you to realize, wait a minute, this is truth somewhere, but I cannot admit it because I've lived a lie all of my life.
Exactly.
So to admit it now means that I have to go back and reanalyze and actually repent for me being an error.
Mm-hmm. And that's up to them, because then it's right. it's on them, and the Holy Spirit will take that seed. And just like the Holy Spirit did in the opening days of creation, it was the Holy Spirit that hovered over the chaos. Because what a lie is a bunch of chaos. And this is what we have right now, is the world is bathed in chaos right now. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But what makes sense is that God is in control, and the Holy Spirit is hovering over the darkness, over the void, over the chaos, to bring, you know, to bring rationale, to bring reason to be, because God is a God of reason and a God of order. He cannot stand, you know, as much as I can say this about God and what we know about his character, this is incongruous with his being. And, you know, like for us, you know, like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction and hearing that screeching sound, I got to imagine for God to look down and see all this chaos, that it's got to be, you know, in an almighty sort of way, maybe something similar, as I can only imagine. And maybe I'm not doing this correctly, but again, it's in human terms that you can imagine what it must be like for God to look down upon his creation. And as we were saying earlier, Willie, that, you know, as God has created us and forms us in our mother's womb, he is intricately involved in every one of his creations. And he's assembling, you know, when he came together and says, you know, I'm going to assemble, you know, Dr. Willie Montague. And there you are. You're in your mother's womb, and all that you needed to be to this point, to be to the next point as part of your destiny in God. He has given you everything, you know, to that end, as he's done to everybody. And, you know, when we're made in his image and by his power, you know, to me, that is, as C.S. Lewis would characterize, as ineffable. It's beyond awesome. And, yes. You know, and you just don't consider somebody, as one person said, that you when you consider that, you don't, you know, believe that you've met a mere mortal. I mean, every one of God's creation is so significant and wonderful because of God's involvement in their lives. And, you know, from the even before they took a breath on this plane, on this earth, you know, God was intricately involved in their lives. It's pretty amazing.
Yes. Yes, it is amazing. Absolutely. And I'm glad that we are in that place from creation to now, that all throughout history, God has been intricately woven into our lives, no matter how we look at it, or even if we decide to accept it or not, that he is with us. And I believe we are the witnesses of that, whether we're from the White House to the Capitol to, you know, state legislative positions to city council commissioners, mayors, wherever the position may be, and whatever we do, we have that moral obligation to be representatives of Christ first.
Well, Dr. Willie Montague, a candidate for U.S. Congress, the 10th District here in Florida, representing Orlando, the Orlando area. And as you say, very poor area, and they just have to be devastated right now, Willie, with inflation, the cost of gasoline, you know, and I got to imagine for some it's going to be a rough holiday season, a rough Thanksgiving. Because, well, first of all, it's the product. Is it there? The other thing is just the cost of goods all the way around. I mean, this is really clobbering, you know, the less fortunate of our communities.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we're fighting, we're striving. And I just tell everybody, you know, just water, keep us in prayer. Look at our campaign, TeamWilly.com. Tomorrow we're actually going in a giveaway, a turkey giveaway to help the community. Because, as I said, in the areas actually where it is poverty stricken, and we do see, because of the prices, turkeys and, you know, other food.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. We got to wrap it up. Dr. Willie Montague, candidate for U.S. Congress. TeamWilly.com is where you want to go for more information.
That supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But
good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.